This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's get you set up for Sunday. Bills traveling to South Florida to take on the Dolphins. On the line with us, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand by going to Radio.com/picks to sign up. Armando, how are you, man?
What up, brother?
Armando, it is so good to talk to you. Bills Dolphins coming up on Sunday. I guess I would imagine one of the topics down there, when do you make the move? When are we going to see Tua Tagovailoa take over that job?
Yeah, that has definitely been one of the topics in the South Florida. So, Ryan Fitzpatrick throws three interceptions against the New England Patriots in the regular season opener, and everybody freaks out because they've got Tua Tagovailoa on the bench. And it won't be this week against the Buffalo Bills. In fact, I don't think it's going to be next week either, because after the Dolphins play the Bills, they have to go to Jacksonville for a Thursday night game. And as you guys know, Thursday night games, the preparation involves no practice, really, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as you get ready for those, especially if you're on the road. So my guess is that even if Ryan Fitzpatrick is bad on Sunday against the Bills, even if he is not Fitzmagic, he stays as the starter for at least one more week.
Armando, how's the health of Tua? How's that hip holding up through the preseason?
Yeah, no, he was on the injury report last week with the hip, but he was full practice. So the Dolphins believe that he is healthy. Of course, he hasn't taken a hit. And a lot of whether he plays or not obviously has to do with, is the offensive line ready to actually protect him? The Dolphins have a new offensive line. Four of the five guys are brand new. Two of those guys are rookies. And so they have to think about exposing Tua, because Tua, to them, is not, you know, the next quarterback in the line of many quarterbacks that has followed Dan Marino. He's supposed to be the guy, and the guy for a long time. And if he's going to be that, it'd be nice if he could walk.
It really is the age-old question. It comes up every year somewhere. Now it's in Miami. How do you handle these situations? And we've seen it done both ways. You've seen a Troy Aikman, hey, get in there, take your lumps, and then it works out in the end. We've seen Patrick Mahomes, hey, sit this one out. Maybe we'll give you week 17, and then it works out. Do we have any kind of indication where Brian Flores might be leaning here?
Zero, because Brian Flores is a Bill Belichick disciple, and they don't admit that they are even showing up to the game, much less tell you what they're thinking about, you know, their quarterback plan. But I have to say, I think that Tua will play this year. When that is, I can't tell you. I do know that if Ryan Fitzpatrick continues to be on the same par as he was last Sunday, it might come sooner rather than what they expected otherwise, because, oof. That was bad.
I want to go back to Sunday, Armando, and look at that loss to the Patriots, because one of the things we've been talking a lot about this week since the Bills beat the Jets was Josh Allen, the way he was able to run the ball and make plays with his legs. And you certainly saw Cam Newton do that against the Dolphins. Safe to assume that the Bills can employ a similar kind of strategy to get Josh Allen involved in the run game against this Dolphins defense?
I would expect so. Josh Allen is, you know, every bit as big as Cam Newton, and he's faster. So, yeah, I'm thinking that that could be a strategy that the Bills might think about. Obviously, the Dolphins are going to do whatever they can to, you know, correct what was going on. And believe me, there was a lot of stuff going on. There was miscommunication. I mean, they couldn't figure out how to stop a quarterback read option. They couldn't play assignment football. They didn't know who had the edge and who had the quarterback, and it was obvious in the fact that today they woke up and they're the number 32 team against the rush in the NFL, and they get, after giving up 217 rushing yards to the Patriots. My guess is that they're going to try and figure some of that out, but you know, it's easy to figure it out if the other team is not exactly coming at you like what the Patriots did. And I think the Bills will at least test them to see if they have indeed figured it out.
Armando, we have a big unknown up here, and that is a couple of linebackers for Buffalo. Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, both did not finish up that game, and we're going to play the injury game here all week and not know. Assuming that maybe they're not going to play, is that something Miami at this stage, the running game, can take advantage of, or is Miami's running game still need some work here?
Yeah, so the Patriots, they didn't have Dont'a Hightower because he's opted out. They didn't have Jamie Collins because he went to Detroit. They didn't have Kyle Van Noy or Landon Roberts because they came to Miami. And it didn't matter. The Dolphins weren't able to run the ball. All of those are linebackers and that played for the Patriots last year and aren't on the team this year, and the Dolphins couldn't. I think they averaged 3.3 yards per rush, and that included like a 14-yard gain by Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, you know, look, I know that there's concern in Western New York about the Dolphins' running game. Let there not be.
Armando, look, you're painting a pretty grim picture of what's happening in South Florida with the Dolphins, and the Bills are going to go in there, and I think a lot of people are going to pick the Bills to win. But before the season started, there were a lot of experts picking Miami to be a surprise out of the AFC East. And there's a lot to like, or we thought there was a lot to like about what's going on. Paint a little bit of a brighter picture of what's happening in Miami with the Dolphins. I mean, they did make a lot of moves this offseason. That roster did improve, didn't it?
The roster is better, but you have to understand from where they come. The Dolphins could be way better and still be under 500 this year because they were so far off being a legitimate NFL football team. They had a 49% turnover rate on the roster this year. So half of the roster is brand new. Then they brought in 11 new coaches, including a new offensive coordinator in Chan Gailey, who was in retirement for 3 years, and a new defensive coordinator in Josh Boyer. So all of that newness, all of that change, it had repercussions in the season opener in which neither team had played a preseason game, and the guy on the other sideline is Bill Belichick, and he knows what he's doing. The Dolphins got out-coached, and it was obvious to anyone with eyes. And so my guess is that once they get their feet under them, the new guys, the new coaches, they will improve, and it'll look better than it did a year ago. But will it be playoff football? I don't know.
Radio.com insider Armando Salguero, our guest, and you know, Bills fans always look for the worst case scenario here. Like, could we see vintage Fitz? And you bring up Chan Gailey, and yes, those two were tied at the hip in Buffalo, And Armando, I remember a Thursday night game when Chan Gailey and Fitz with the Jets came in and they blew apart the Bills, coached by Rex Ryan at that point. So tell us, what does this offense look like? Is this the one we're familiar with here? The Fitzpatrick leading the way with Chan Gailey's offense?
Right. So, yeah, absolutely. Look, Chan and Fitz together, they have the potential for Fitz magic, right? And that once upon a time included a game where he threw 6 touchdown passes with no interceptions. But he also had the possibility of there being a Fitz tragic moment also exists. And that includes, if you recall, the game in which Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 6 interceptions with no touchdowns. So anywhere between 6 touchdowns and no interceptions and no touchdowns and 6 interceptions, that's what you'll see on Sunday.
Well, let's dive a little bit deeper on the Chan Gailey hiring, Armando, because on the surface, it looks like that's a good move for right now. You have a quarterback in Fitzpatrick who has an obvious chemistry and relationship with Chan Gailey, but is Chan Gailey long-term the solution for the Dolphins? Are you going to bring in Tua Tagovailoa at some point this year and only see Chan Gailey leave at the end of the season and have a new system that he's going to, the young quarterback is going to have to learn in year 2 or beyond?
That's a great question. This is why I am humbled to come on to your show, because, you know, clearly you know what you're talking about. So Chan Gailey is 68 years old, right? And he's been retired for 3 years. And I was told he signed a 2-year contract, at which point he'll be 70. And that makes sense. You're 70. You might want to go back into, you know, private life and just enjoy, you know, the rest of your life, except that Tua Tagovailoa is 22 and he needs a mentor and he needs someone that will be around probably to develop him beyond, you know, this year and next year. And that might not be Chan Gailey. And the last thing that would feel good or look good for the Dolphins is if in year 1 of Chan Gailey, Tua doesn't play all that much, in year 2, he plays and, you know, he has his typical kind of struggles as a first-year, second-year quarterback often does. And in year 3, he's got to learn a new offense because Chan is off back into retirement. And now we're starting the cycle all over again, and that's just a bad situation all around because look, the team that dominated the AFC East for a long time, the New England Patriots, and they had multiple offensive coordinators during that time, but they had the same offense. And so Tom Brady knew that system forward, backwards, inside and out, and it worked for them. Well, that's part of the beauty of consistency. You have a consistent offense that you're familiar with, that everyone knows. Now you've got cohesion. Now you've got chemistry. It's good. But if you're learning every 2 years a new system, that's bad.
Armando Salguero, Radio.com Insider, our guest. While we have you for a few more moments, want to get some of your thoughts on things other than the league and staying in the AFC East. How warm is the seat right now for Adam Gase? Because not only was it a week 1 performance that, boy, it's so disappointing, but you look at the schedule ahead and you're in the number 1 media market. So just your thoughts on what you're seeing there with a former Dolphins head coach now in New York.
Yeah, I feel bad for Adam. I like Adam. I like him. But what I saw was, I've seen that before. Adam Gase has some games where his teams don't come out and look like they're ready to play. Maybe once a year, or maybe twice. When it was 21-0, I think it was, that reminded me of that. And I was shocked that it wasn't, something where the Bills put their foot on the Jets' throat and just, you know, clocked them, because they kind of let the Jets climb back in it a little bit. Adam Gase, Would I be surprised if at the end of this season he's not the Jets coach anymore? No. He believes that Sam Darnold is ready to take the next step. From what I saw last Sunday, he's wrong.
Armando, let's stay in the AFCs because you just have fresh eyes on the New England Patriots with Cam Newton as their quarterback. And I think a lot of people in Buffalo want to crown the Bills the AFC champions, given that Tom Brady is no longer in the division. And I think the Patriots probably have something to say about that. And I think the coaches for the Bills would have something to say about it as well. Like, hey, if we want to be the champs, we've got to beat the champs. Is it New England? Same as usual, just a different cast of characters? What are your thoughts on the Patriots after 1 week of play?
They're not the same as usual. That's not, you know, I wouldn't say that that's a championship caliber team. The Dolphins played a one-dimensional team on Sunday and couldn't stop the one dimension. And what the Patriots did was they ran the ball down the Dolphins' throats. They got out on the perimeter some, but they had no real way to attack, you know, downfield. Their receivers are Julian Edelman, who's, I think, 33 years old or something like that, and just isn't the same guy, and wasn't ever a deep threat anyway. And N'Keal Harry, who hasn't really developed. Look, let me put it to you this way. The Dolphins are, I told you before, the 32nd ranked run defense. They're the number one pass defense. If the Patriots can't find some balance, it's not going to work the same against everybody the way it worked against the Dolphins. You can't count on the other team being confused all the time as a formula for winning football games. You have to be balanced on offense. And their defense, you know, their linebacker core, the Dolphins didn't take advantage of it, but that doesn't mean that other teams won't figure it out. So, you know, week one results, let's not crown them just yet. It's going to be interesting to see who the real Patriots are. They had a great and distinct advantage in that they're very well coached, they're very well disciplined, and they found one thing that worked very well. Let's see what happens when some opponent takes that away.
Armando, your thoughts also on Tom Brady and what's going on in Tampa Bay. And yes, you don't want to overreact for week one, but I'm watching that game and I'm seeing him throw the out. And boy, that ball hung up there. And my eyes are telling me maybe this is the beginning of the end. Armando, can we believe that finally with Tom Brady?
Well, I saw that throw you're talking about, and it was a cringe-worthy moment. The thing that was interesting to me is that Bruce Arians, he minced no words. He talked about how Tom Brady was the guy making mistakes, not the wide receivers, not Mike Evans on the interceptions down the interception down the field. And I, you know, if I know Tom Brady at all, he's basically grinding his teeth through this week. And he is not, you know, if he had a pet bear, he'd kick it. Because he is not going to be happy accepting that we're talking about the end of Tom Brady. And he knows that everybody else is too. So I think that he might have a little recovery in him yet, but let's be honest, he's 43 years old, right? We're not expecting 2008 Tom Brady. We're not expecting 2005 Tom Brady. I'm not expecting 2015 Tom Brady. He's not the same guy, but that was not good, what we saw.
He is Radio.com Sports NFL insider Armando Salguero. Kind, and we are humble to have you on with us, Armando. It's great to catch up with you, and I guess we'll have the chance to do it probably here again later on this football season, provided everything continues to go the NFL's way in terms of them returning to play.
It's always my pleasure, and I think it's looking good at this point.
We'll so good, yeah.
We got through the first week. Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be fine. Relatively. It's 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't hold your breath, yeah. Armando. Thanks for the time, bud.
All right, man. See you.
Take care. That's Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero. He's brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 by going to Radio.com/picks to sign up.
Yeah, Bills fans, you feel a little bit better when you hear that, yes, Miami 32nd ranked run defense coming out of week one, and that was a Patriot offense that you knew they were going to run the ball and couldn't stop it. And, oh, by the way, on the other side of the football, yes. Okay, Buffalo maybe without a lot of parts. New England was without a lot of parts, too, and Miami couldn't run the ball last week.
Yeah, Miami, you get the impression from Armando that Miami is still kind of figuring it all out, trying to put it all together, these new pieces, the turnover, the lack of continuity. And no offseason certainly probably hurt some teams more than others.
Yeah, and when they go to Tagovailoa, yeah, it's not going to be this week. It won't be next week.
Yeah, see, I disagree with him there. I think, you know, I know it's a short week of preparation, and a lot of coaches would be like, if it's bad and the Bills hammer fits, put the kid in. You're 0-2. You know, yeah, it's a Thursday night. You don't think that the NFL loves seeing Tagovailoa make his debut on a Thursday night game?
Didn't Watson make his debut on a Thursday night? Or was that his second game?
I had to jar the memory. I'm not really sure I remember.
Yeah, not having any practice, it would be surprising if Flores, if they're not ready to win now, to put him in that situation.
All right, let's take a break here. Armando was great, and we love every second that we have with him on the air with us here. We've got All Drink to That coming up. We've got your Survivor pick, Gino. We've got Survivor in Advance coming up. We've got Takes on Tap next.
Yeah, so Takes on Tap. I'm going to give you, when I tell you this schedule, who might be the surprise team in the NFL, just based on their opponents right here. I'm going to lay this out, and I'm going to have a payoff for here when I tell you. It's going to shock you. Also, hey, Buffalo Sabres, pay attention to what's going on here and notice the trend that's happening when it comes to coaching and the NHL. And there are the Dallas Stars, who once again made a coaching move, but yet in Buffalo, we're married to our coaches. I have thoughts on what the NHL is bringing to us here in a cup final.
I've got a non-sports take and free advice for NFL head coaches. That is, if you can understand, because most of you are robots. I'll explain. I'll Drink to That is on the way next. You're in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose, or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.